The Pentagon says sectarian violence in Iraq has spread beyond the capital of Baghdad. The assessment comes in a quarterly report to Congress released by the Defense Department today. And as sectarian tensions have increased, the report also finds Iraqi casualties have jumped 50% over the previous quarter. NPR Pentagon correspondent John Hendren reports.
It was a sober assessment, 5 weeks after the Bush administration brought thousands of new troops to quell rising sectarian violence in Baghdad. Assistant Secretary of Defense Peter Rodman said violence between Sunni and Shiite Muslims has increased elsewhere in Iraq.
It's been rough, and the levels of violence are up, and the sectarian quality of the violence is particularly acute and disturbing.
The report says violence has held steady in Baghdad, but it has increased in the southern city of Basra, where British troops have clashed with the Mahdi army. It has risen in Diyala province in central Iraq and in the northern cities of Mosul and Kirkuk. The report says, in its words, conditions that could lead to civil war exist in Iraq, specifically in and around Baghdad, and concern about civil war within the Iraqi civilian population has increased in recent months. Anthony Cordesman is a military analyst with the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
The report does make it clear that the focus has shifted from counterterrorism early in this struggle and counterinsurgency recently to almost a counter-civil war campaign. And it also makes it clear that there has not been really significant progress at the political level or in improving the quality of governance.
Colonel Thomas Vail, commander of the 4th Brigade of the Army's 101st Airborne Division in East Baghdad, spoke to Pentagon reporters today in a video conference.
I've got an optimistic view that civil war would not occur, but I can't predict the future.
Rear Admiral Bill Sullivan, deputy director of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that depends on how you define civil war.
It's hard to say. There's really not a universally accepted definition of what the checklist would look like to tell you that you do have a civil war. And I think history tells us in many cases you don't realize it until it's staring you right in the face.
There are high points. The number of Iraqi army and police has risen by 14,000 to 277,000 since May. That has led General George Casey, the top commander in Iraq, to predict a gradual takeover of security by Iraqi troops.
Over the next 12 to 18 months, I can see the Iraqi security forces progressing to a point where they can take on the security responsibilities for the country with very little coalition support.
Nationwide, the average number of weekly attacks tallied by the Pentagon has increased 15% over the past few months. Iraqi casualties have risen by 51%. That translates to 1,000 additional Iraqis killed each month. John Hendren, NPR News, Washington.